The damage to Haiti from January's earthquake is almost impossible to calculate, but on a purely financial level, economists say it amounts to some $14 billion. The financial toll in Chile was even higher. The South American nation was hit by a massive quake last month. The death toll was low compared to Haiti's, but the government in Chile says the economic damage there totals about $30 billion. So Chile, too, faces an expensive rebuilding effort. Reporter Emily Green is in Concepcion, the largest city seriously hit by the quake. Emily, what is Concepcion like today, now 4 weeks after the quake?
Well, there's a lot of damage here. Everywhere you look, there's a lot of rubble. And there are, I think, seven very large buildings, about 15 stories tall each, that are slated to be demolished. With that said, it's a thriving city. I think people really are craving normalcy. And so you see a lot of people on the street. The malls are open. People are shopping. People are eating. A lot of ice cream, a lot of French fries, a lot of hot dogs, which are popular here. So in the midst of a lot of damage, there's a lot of normalcy, too, where people are just trying to continue their life as it was before the earthquake.
Now, you've also been to some fishing villages, some of which were hit terribly hard by the tsunami that immediately followed the quake. How different is it in these places?
It's very, very different. There's a level of desperation there that is unparalleled and that I don't see here in the cities. People have lost their houses. They've lost their livelihood even more than that. So the fishermen, they don't have boats. And even should they have boats, I think one of the effects of the tsunami is that fishing routes have changed. And so you don't even know if the fish, what used to be great fishing areas, are there. But there's a level of desperation that is tremendous in the fishing villages. And people are also incredibly fearful. Every time that an earthquake comes, an aftershock, people are terrified that a tsunami is going to hit.
So initially, Emily, after the quake, there was some criticism of the military's role after a harsh crackdown on looters in Concepcion. Chile's still haunted by years of military dictatorship. What do the people you've met make of the military there now?
They're very happy with the military. I think initially people were nervous. Yes, there was some memories of 1973 when there was a big crackdown by the military. But now they see them in an incredibly positive light, especially here in Concepcion. The looting was so bad. It really scarred people, and the military stepped in and created order. And one of the things that I saw a lot of in the fishing villages is more than just creating control, is that the military is basically leading the humanitarian effort. They are the ones that are rebuilding the bridges, that are handing out the tents, that are making sure these small villages get clean water, because right now there's not clean water in a lot of the villages, and it's being transported in via trucks from Santiago. So the military is both creating order, establishing order, and also leading the humanitarian effort. And almost everybody I've talked to has nothing but praise for the military here. And one last thing, the military has also done sort of a good job trying to lift spirits. For example, 2 days ago in Concepcion, the official band of the military came down to Concepcion and gave a concert, a two-hour-long concert, and hundreds of people were watching, and the band was just rocking out and saying, you know, here, we're here to relieve some stress and lift your spirits, and it was an incredible sight.
Reporter Emily Green in Concepcion, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, indeed.
Thank you very much, too.